Ben Yoimoy and Einoy Ben Yoimoy. Literally, Ben Yoimoy means it was used today, as in a container, a kli, which was used in the past 24-hour period. And Einoy Ben Yoimoy means something which was not used within the past 24-hour period. So, if you have a container, if you have a vessel, a pot, a pan, in which you cooked meat or milk, or some isser, some forbidden food like an avela. So, until 24 hours after the cooking, the bleus, the taste that was absorbed within the walls of the container, are considered mishubachim. They're considered to be tasty bleus, tasty absorptions, and if they were then to be reabsorbed into kosher food, which you cook with the pot, they would aser, they would render the kosher food to be non-kosher. So such a case is called a kli ben yoimoy. If you cooked milk or you cooked non-kosher food within a 24-hour period in this pot, that pot is a kli ben yoimoy relative to whatever you're going to cook in the pot next. However, after 24 hours, Chazal viewed the stuff that's absorbed in the walls of the kli, in the walls of the container, as nifgam. It's no longer considered tasty, and it will only take away from the quality of the food that's cooked in the pot. Such a pot is called an Einoy Ben Yoimoy. Now, although it's the case that fundamentally the bleus, the absorbed food in a kli she'Einoy Ben Yoimoy, shouldn't oyser. So that would mean that if you cooked milk in your pot, and then 26 hours later you wanted to cook a beef stew in the pot, you should be able to. Nonetheless, Chazal came and they ushered you from doing so. And the reason was they made a gzeirah on a kli she'Einoy Ben Yoimoy, Otu Ben Yoimoy, that if you cook in Einoy Ben Yoimoy pots, then you might come to error, and you might come to use the milk pot for a meat dish in a space of less than 24 hours. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that, ideally speaking, you're not meant to cook in a kli she'Einoy Ben Yoimoy, but if you did cook in a kli she'Einoy Ben Yoimoy, then that would not asher the food. And this is discussed in Siman Tzadi Gimel, Siman Kuf Gimel, and Siman Kuf Chof Beis. The source of this din of Ben Yoimoy comes to Gemara and Avodah Zarah that Ayin Heyom and Beis. There they asked that since we know that Nisin Tam Levgam is Mutter, we know that bad taste is Mutter, meaning that if you have a bad non-kosher taste, it does not turn your food into non-kosher, because you'd prefer the non-kosher taste, which is not tasty, not be there. Only if the non-kosher food is enhancing your food would we say that it asers your food. So Gemara there asks that when the Jewish people conquered Midian, they acquired a lot of the Midianite kelim. And there the Torah tells us that the kelim needed hagalah, that the kelim needed to be kasher. So Gemara asks, why didn't they just wait until the kelim were pogumim? Why didn't they just wait until the utensils of the Midianites had waited for a 24-hour period? So the Gemara says, yeah, really, within a 24-hour period, you would not need hechsher. You would not need to kasher them. But they wanted to use the kelim, they wanted to use the Midianite containers and vessels and pots and pans to cook within a 24-hour period. Meaning, within 24 hours of the Midianites having cooked non-kosher food in these pots, the Jewish people wanted to use the pots. Now, in the sugya of tam pogum, of when it is that a pot is considered Einoy Ben Yoimoy, and the taste that's absorbed in the pot is no longer considered to be good taste, but rather bad taste, so Rashi, there on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, says that once a kli has sat overnight, I mean, let's say you cooked a milchik stew at night, and then you want to cook a fleshik stew the next morning, Rashi would say that in principle you wouldn't need any hechsher to be able to do this, because the taste inside of the pot is already pogum from just sitting overnight. Rabbeinu Tam says the same thing. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by the Torah in Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph. But nonetheless, La Halacha, we rule like most Rishonim would say that only after a 24-hour period do we view the bleus as pogum. So this is actually quite relevant to La Halacha, because let's say that you picked up a milchik pot and you cooked meat inside of that milchik pot, bidyeved, your meat stew would not be usher because the milk absorptions are considered tam pogum and they do not enhance the taste of your meat dish, and therefore they do not make your meat dish treif. Now there's an important klal for kula which comes out as a result of this Einoy Ben Yoimoy thing. And that is, we say that stam kelim einon bnei yoimim. If you're not sure whether you used this pot in the past 24 hours, we'll say that we judge it as if you did not use the pot in the past 24 hours, and therefore, even though it's a milchik pot and you cook beef stew inside of this milchik pot, the beef stew will not become usur. What grounds this assumption of stam kelim einon bnei yoimim? So Tosfos and the Tor, quoting the Rush, explain that it's a sfeik sfeika. We have a double doubt. The first layer of doubt is that it's unclear whether the milk was cooked in the pot today or a day ago. And second, even if it was cooked today, it's not clear whether the milk will in fact add any appreciable taste into the meat. And even if the milk does add a taste into the meat, it's unclear whether that taste is going to be positive taste or it's going to negatively impact the meat. So it comes out, we have a sfeik sfeika, we have a double doubt about this kli, and that allows us to be mekel, that allows us to be lenient and say that stam kelim einon bnei yoimim, that normal kelim, that your average kli, we do not assume that you cooked on it today. There's one exception to this rule of Eini Ben Yoimai, and that is in a case of a Dover Harif, of spicy food. So let's say that you cooked beef curry inside of your milk pot, then we would say that the sharpness of the curry, or really any sharp food, so let's say you cooked garlic burgers or garlic meatballs inside of this milk pot, so we would say that the sharpness of the garlic or the curry or whatever other sharp food is able to awaken, is able to extract the milk bleus, the milk absorptions from the walls of the pot. So let's just review. We met in this year the concept of ben yoimai and einai ben yoimai. Ben yoimai means that the kli, that the utensil was used in the past 24 hours, and einai ben yoimai means that it was not used in the past 24 hours. If it's ben yoimai, then we say that tam is meshobach, that the taste that's absorbed in the walls of the pot is likely to be good taste. And if you cook, say, meat inside of this milky pot that was used in the past 24 hours, that will then asr the meat stew. But if it's einai ben yoimai, if it was not used in the past 24 hours, then we say that the taste in the walls of the kli is considered tam pagum. It's considered bad taste, taste which will cause the thing you're cooking in the pot to depreciate. And therefore, bid the eved, we will not tell you to throw away the beef stew, because the pogum milk bleus, the untasty milk bleus, are not going to impact, are not going to negatively impact the meat inside of the stew. We see that Chazal made gzeira that you're not allowed to cook in a kli einai ben yoimai, which is otu ben yoimai, because they're concerned that you might come to slip up and start cooking in a ben yoimai kli. And then we saw that the source of this din is in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, with the story of the clay Midian, the story of the Midianite utensils, the Midianite pots and pans. Then we saw the rule that stam kelim einon bnei yoimim. Your average kli, your average container, is not considered to be ben yoimim, and that's based on a sfeik sfeika. That's based on two layers of doubt. First of all, we don't know whether or not this kli was in fact used today. And second of all, even if the kli was used today, it's not certain that it was nivla, that was absorbed inside of the walls of the pot, will in fact generate any new taste inside of the food that's being cooked in the pot now. And two, even if it does introduce a new taste, it could be that that taste will take away from the value, will take away from the goodness of the thing you're cooking in the pot right now. Finally, we saw an exception to the rule of einai ben yoimai, which is davar charif. And that is, if you're cooking something sharp, if you're cooking something spicy within this pot, then even if it's einai ben yoimai, the sharp, spicy food is going to extract and is going to render the absorptions in the walls of the pot to be tasty and thereby asr your food.